Wake the fun up.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Big milestone yesterday. It happened when I was at the grocery store, and I never thought that this is something I would celebrate. But a woman commented on the fact that I looked pregnant.
Isn't that like rule number one of the things you never say to a woman is
sure,
unless she brings it up herself to comment on her pregnancy.
I agree 100%. But for me, I'm very excited about being pregnant. Now I'm just over 7 months. And with that, I get excited because there are the moments that when you are showing, you wonder, and it happens to all of us. We try on some clothes and I know there's a human in there, but you feel fat some of the times, right? So you just feel like
you want people to know that it's not like you were just...
I have a baby. And I mean, yeah, I'm crushing Big Macs too. Like, I get it. But at the same time, you just want some... So, and she didn't even say it super directly, but I know she acknowledged it. I walked up to the sample counter, and she was doing samples of cheese. And I was like, oh, may I have one? And she goes, yeah, of course. This is pasteurized, so it's completely safe for you to eat. And I said... Bless your heart, woman. I will buy all the brie. I was like, thank you. She's the first person who has openly commented on that sort of thing and said something. And you're right. You know, you don't necessarily want people to bring it up. But in this case, like, I'm like, okay, I want her to know.
My wife hit that same point, too, when she was pregnant with her son, Bennett, where she just, you know, you just want people to know that there's a lot more to, you know, than maybe people just thinking that you'd gain weight.
Totally. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm starting to, when I'm out in public, wearing the clothes that are super fitted and wearing things that super tight. I'm like, I want to show it off. Like, I got this belly. I don't have to ever suck it in. This is fantastic. And it was funny. It was a conversation I actually had with my mom too. She goes, it's so crazy looking at what you're like when you're pregnant versus what it was like 30 plus years ago when she was pregnant with myself and my brother. And she goes, it was different. You weren't necessarily wearing clothes that were showing off the belly bump. It wasn't one of those things.
Really?
You would often try to hide it back in the day. And she goes, and now in this case, you're constantly showing it off. And, you know, you've got it out there for everybody to see.
Wasn't it a generational thing?
Like, even to this point, my dad is he's old school, right? Like, my parents grew up in India and came here when they were in their early 20s. And sometimes, you know, I'm like, do you want to feel the baby kick? And he's like, that's so weird. And he feels like shy and kind of embarrassed by it. Like, maybe not embarrassed. He's very excited that he's going to have a grandchild and
right,
all that sort of stuff. But it's that generational sort of difference of like, oh, that's...
And maybe some of it's cultural too.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah, maybe that is it. So it's kind of nice that I get to live in a world now where we're like, yeah, I can still wear a crop top while I'm showing.
Have you ever gotten the stranger wanting to touch your belly?
Not yet, but I have a game plan ready to go for when that happens.
Because that's like one of the biggest things that I know like really bothers a lot of pregnant women, because it's like, well, if I wasn't pregnant, would you just ask to touch my belly? No, this is my body still.
That's
right?
100% what I would do. If somebody touched my belly, I would go and touch theirs and just be like, yeah, it does feel great, doesn't it? Hey,
you like that?
Yeah. Can you make
probably
that face too?
Hey. Kevin and Sonia, Kiss Radio.